今天早上啊，跟大家一起来学习耶利米先知。
And so this morning, I thought I'd share the topic of Jeremiah.
啊，如果我们耶利米书啊读过一遍，我们会有一个印象，耶利米是一个流泪的先知。
And if we have studied the book of Jeremiah before, we will have the impression that Jeremiah is the weeping prophet.
啊，在耶利米书里面啊，特别从第二章开始，神在描写。啊，耶利米当时的世代。
And so, throughout the book of Jeremiah, specifically starting from chapter 2, God is describing the generation of Jeremiah.
那么在第一章，神呼召耶利米。
And in chapter 1, God is calling Jeremiah.
给他有一件很重要的工作要做。
And he gives him a very important commission.
就是要让当时世代的人能够回归向真神。
And that is to have the people of his time to return back to God.
那虽然旧约圣经都是在描写犹太人的历史
，and of course the Old Testament is describing the history of the Israelites。
我们常常想，我不是犹太人，为什么我要读这个历史
？But we often think, if I'm not an Israelite, then why do I need to study the history of the Israelites？
但是我们知道，旧约圣经这个犹太人是神的选民。
But we know that in the Old Testament times, the Jews are the chosen people of God.
神怎么对待他们？
And how did God treat them?
他们怎么回应神？
And how they responded to God.
这个是今天我们要学习的。
And this is something we need to learn today.
因为我们今天归入主的名下，就是神的子民。
And because we are saved under the name of God, then therefore we are His children.
所以我们从旧约圣经要来学习，要怎么来过信仰的生活。
And so through the Old Testament, we will study how to live a life of faith.
首先我们来看耶利米书第二章。
Let's first look at Jeremiah chapter 2.
耶利米书第二章的第一节。
Jeremiah chapter 2 verse 1.
神的话临到我说，第二章第二节。
Verse 2.
你去向耶路撒冷人耳中喊叫说，神说，你幼年的恩爱，婚姻的爱情，你怎样在旷野未耕之地跟从我，我都记得。第三节。
Verse 3.
那时以色列归主为圣，做土产出熟的果子，凡吞吃他的必算为有罪，灾祸必临到他们。这是神说的。在这一段圣经神在描写他跟以色列百姓的关系。
And here in this passage, God is describing his relationship with Israelites.
第二节说你幼年的恩爱，婚姻的爱情。
And in verse 2 it says, the kindness of your youth, the love of your betrothal.
可见在神的眼中，以色列百姓跟他好像丈夫跟太太的关系。
And in the eyes of God, the Israelites had a relationship with him like a husband with a wife.
在灵里面好像有一种婚约的存在。
And in the spiritual, there was a marriage relationship.
以色列百姓归属于神。
That the Israelites belong to God.
那神爱他们。
And God loved them greatly.
看顾他们，引导他们。
And took care of them and guided them.
那这个本来是一种极大的恩典。
And of course this is a great blessing.
好像你在世界上找到你所爱的人，爱你的人一起结婚，这是一个很大的福气。
And just like in this world, if you find someone that you love who loves you back, and you can have a wedding, and that is a very great blessing.
所以我们每一次去参加婚礼，我们都是很高兴的。
And so, whenever we attend weddings, we are very happy.
婚礼很多人喜欢参加。
And everyone likes to attend weddings.
因为这是爱的时刻。
Because this is a moment of love.
这是高兴的时刻。
And this is a moment of joy.
但是如果我们看到一个人的婚姻往后拖延几十年，那个结果，有时候我们就发现。现在的婚姻也不是每一个都是很幸福的结束。
And we, often if we see some marriages decades down the road, we see that some marriages are not very blessed.
有的是丈夫改变。
Sometimes the husband changes.
有的是太太改变。
Sometimes the wives change.
有的是两个一起改变。
And sometimes they both change together.
所以好的开始并没有好的结束。
And sometimes what begins well does not end well.
造成很多的悲剧。
And it caused a lot of trouble.
这是很多人不敢结婚的一个原因。
And that's the reason why many people are afraid of marriage.
那在旧约时代，这个神跟以色列百姓这个婚约到最后也发生了问题。
And this marriage between God and the Israelites also ended up with problems.
那这个问题不在神。
And the problem does not lie with God.
这个问题在乎以色列百姓。
And the problem lied within the Israelites.
因为到最后以色列百姓离开了神。
Because in the end, the Israelites departed from God.
好，我们看第五节。
Let's look at verse 5.
神如此说，你们的列祖见我有什么不义，竟远离我，随从虚无的神，自己成为虚妄呢？
Verse 5, Thus says the Lord, What injustice have your fathers found in me, that they have gone far from me, have followed idols, and have become idolaters?
神第一个问问题说，你的祖先到底看到我有什么不对？
And the first question God asks is, What injustice have your fathers found in me?
因为他们远离了我。
That they have gone far from me.
那为什么神要这样问呢？
And so why does God ask this?
因为有时候我们看到一个人发生问题，婚姻发生问题。
Because sometimes when we see some people who have problems in their marriage,
你仔细听都会讲对方很多的不对。
Because they will often accuse the other person of wrong.
那神说，你离开我，到底我有什么不对？
And so God asks, Why have you departed from me? What have I done wrong?
从圣经看起来，神没有不义。
And we see from the Bible that God does not have any injustice.
以色列百姓能够出埃及, 这是神的恩典。
For the Israelites to depart from Egypt, this is a blessing of God.
以色列百姓能够行过旷野, 这是神的恩典。
And for the Israelites to journey through the wilderness, this is also a blessing from God.
以色列百姓能够在旷野繁荣, 这是神的恩典。
And for the Israelites to survive through the wilderness is also a blessing.
所以神对他们的爱没有改变。
And so God's love towards them never changes.
神没有不义。
That God does, is not unjust.
但是改变的是人的改变。
But the only one who changes is man.
这是神的感叹。
This is the sign of God.
所以在第二节里面呢, 在谈到这个婚姻呢, 既然有婚约, 就会有嫉妒。
And we see in chapter 2 that if there is a marriage, then there is jealousy.
圣经里面讲嫉妒有两种。
And in the Bible describes two kinds of jealousy.
一种是情欲的。
And one is of the lust.
就是看到别人比我们好，我们觉得很难过， 这是嫉妒。
One is to see someone who is better than us, so we become jealous of them.
这是不好的。
And this is a bad jealousy.
但是圣经里面还有一个 嫉妒, 就是婚姻里面的嫉妒。
And in the Bible, there is another kind of jealousy, and that is within marriage.
这是好的。
And this is a good jealousy.
所以圣经说, 神说, 神是嫉妒的神。
And that's why the Bible says that God is a jealous God.
所以嫉妒才能够保住婚姻。
And because of jealousy, we are able to maintain a marriage.
如果我们做的让我们配偶嫉妒, 我们就要停止, 因为这样我们婚姻才保得住。
If we do something that causes our spouse to be jealous, then we must stop because this is how we maintain our marriage.
那这样第三者才不能够进来。
That way a third party cannot enter into our marriage.
那在这个地方啊, 有一个第三者啊,借进来, 在以色列百姓跟神的婚约之中。
And here there is a third party that is interrupting the relationship between God and the Israelites.
神就嫉妒。
And so God is jealous.
就是第五节。
And that is in verse 5.
说你随从虚无的神。
That you have followed after idols.
这个虚无的神就是偶像。
And these are idols.
就是另外再造一个神。
That they have created another God.
因此十一节。
And verse 11.
说岂有一国换了他的神吗? 其实不是神。 我的百姓将他们的荣耀换成了那无义的神。
Verse 11. Has a nation changed its gods, which are not gods, but my people have changed their glory, for what does not profit?
这个说他们的荣耀就是指着 天上的神，独一的真神。
And here it talks about their glory being the heavenly God.
在历史上，神显出很多的荣耀。
And throughout history, God has revealed His glory.
那换成无义的神。
And that they have replaced Him with those who are not gods.
这就是偶像。
And these are idols.
所以神跟人的关系啊, 在耶利米那个时代已经发生了严重的问题。
And so the relationship between God and man had already suffered greatly in the time of Jeremiah. That God is jealous.
到最后神生气。
And in the end, God was upset.
所以神要耶利米叫他们回头。
And so God wanted Jeremiah to tell them to return back to him.
因为如果不回头, 大难就临到了。
Because if they did not return, then great disaster would come upon them.
今天我们要思想我们跟神的关系。
And today we have to think about our relationship with God.
到底, 我是不是很正常。
Whether I am normal.
我们常常人跟人的关系很敏感。
Often we are very sensitive about our interpersonal relationships.
特别一个眼神、一句话、一个动作，我们就知道对方在做什么。
just one word or one action, we can see what the other person is thinking.
但是我们常常对神的关系很迟钝。
But often we are very insensitive to our relationship with God.
没有感觉。
That we do not feel anything.
其实跟神的关系是最重要的关系。
But actually the most important relationship is our relationship with God.
那我们如果看这个第五节。
And if we look at verse 5.
说随从虚无的神自己成为虚妄。
That they have gone far from God, have followed idols, and have become idolaters.
第五节，第二章第五节，英文的话。
Verse 5.
哎呀，请读。
It says that they have gone far from me, have followed idols, and have become idolaters.
变成虚妄啊，这个中文有一句话变成虚妄。虚无的神变成虚妄哈。这个原文是有这个字啊，你那个是 NIV 的吗
？NKJV
哈，变成虚妄哈。
Has become futilities.
我们现在来看罗马书。
If we look at Romans.
罗马书的第一章。
Romans chapter 1.
第一章的21节。
Romans chapter 1 verse 21.
因为他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的思念就变成虚妄，无知的心就昏暗。22节。
22.
自成为聪明，反变成愚拙。
Verse 21. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were they thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. 22. Professing to be wise, they became fools.
这里在讲啊，很多人虽然知道有神，他故意不认识神。
And here it says that although they knew God, they ignored God.
天地的存在证明有神。
That the God of heaven and earth had the heavens and the earth proclaimed that there is God.
那这个人故意不认识神会变成怎样？
And those who purposely ignore him, what is his result?
说思念变成虚妄。
That they became futile in their thoughts.
那心变成昏暗。
That their foolish hearts were darkened.
所以离开神，我们人就找不到生活的意义。
So if man departs from God, then they will not find a purpose in their life.
离开神，人就找不到生命真正的价值。
And apart from God, man cannot find any value in his life.
没有神，活着跟死一样。
And without God, to live is the same as dying.
没有神，人不如不要到世界来。
And without God, it is better that for man to not have entered the world.
没有神，人生就没有希望。
And without God, then there is no hope.
所以人的一生一旦没有神。
And without God in their lives.
我们的计划，我们的理想，我们的生活，一切都变成空的。
Our plans and our goals are all become empty and vain.
所以这个耶利米书第二章才说啊，离开神就变成自己变成虚妄。
And so in Jeremiah chapter 2, it tells us that those who have departed from God become futility.
所以不是神要我们。
It's not that God wants us.
是我们需要神。
It's because we need God.
这个非常重要的一点。
And this is a very important concept.
有一些人他觉得来教会聚会给神一个面子。
Some people think that when they come to church, they just take attendance before God.
来教会聚会，给教会负责人、传道者一个面子。
That they just show their face before all the church councils and the ministers.
本来是不来的，看到谁，所以他来了。
Because they normally do not come, but because a certain minister is there, they will show up.
或者因为自己的父母，所以来了。
Or because of their parents, they will show up.
其实
But actually,
不是神需要我们。
It is not God who needs us.
圣经里面说，千万的天使在服侍神。
In the Bible, it says there are tens of thousands of angels praising God.
以赛亚书说，天使在颂赞的时候，殿的根基在动，圣殿充满着荣耀。
And Isaiah says that when the angels praise God, the temple is filled with His glory.
如果我们不拜神
，and if we do not worship God,
神还在那个地方
，and God is still there.
神的荣耀还在那里
，God's glory still exists.
神的权柄还在那里
，God's power is still there.
神没有影响
，God is not affected.
因为人好像灰尘一样
，because man is like dust.
人拜不拜神对神没有影响
，whether man worships God or not, it has no effect on God.
但是如果人没有拜神
，but if man does not worship God,
人的吃亏最大。
Then man loses greatly.
因为一切变成虚妄。
Because everything becomes hopeless.
因此这个耶利米书里面在提醒当时以色列百姓。
And Jeremiah is reminding the people at that time.
你们得到这么大的恩典。
You have received so many blessings.
过去曾经跟神这么好。
Before your relationship with God was so good.
现在离开了神,
but now you have departed from God.
你的生活变成虚妄,
that all your life has become futile.
所以啊, 神希望以色列百姓能够回头,
and so God desires that his people return back to him.
我们要了解我们现在这个世代,
and we have to understand our generation.
如果从信仰上来看,
from a standpoint of faith,
美国是一直在走下坡,
that the United States is backsliding.
我80年代来到美国,
and 1980, when I came to the United States, 经过20几年,
我看现在的社会跟80年代差很多,
throughout the 20-something years I've been here, there's a great difference from back in 1980.
一直在走下坡,
everything is backsliding.
虽然科技一直在发达,
and even though technology keeps advancing,
生活水准一直在改进,
that the standard of living has improved,
但是信仰的情况越来越差,
but the standard of faith has declined.
所以我们需要认识我们所处这个世代,
and so we have to understand our situation in this
我们要守道理, 要传道理, 越来越难,
it is more and more difficult for us to hold on to truth and preach the truth.
关键不是说人越来越忙,
and it's not to say that man has become more busy.
关键是这个整个文化越来越反基督教, 越来越反神,
but rather this world is more and more against God,
against Christianity. 越来越难,
and so it is more and more difficult.
我们先来看, 路加福音,
and if we look at Luke,
路加福音, 首先我们来看提摩太后书, 第三章,
first let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太后书第三章,
2 Timothy chapter 3,
第一节,
verse 1.
你应该知道末世必有危险的日子来到,
verse 1. But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come.
这个讲末世会有危险的日子来到,
that in the last days perilous times will come.
我记得, 不久以前啊, 美国的总统曾经讲过, 如果伊朗有原子弹, 会造成第三次世界大战。
I remember back a while ago, the United States president said if the Iranians had any nuclear weapons, there would be a third world war.
这样讲不是没有原因的。
And it is not without any reason that he said this.
这是有原因的。
And of course, there is a reason behind it.
但是从圣经看起来, 我们现在面对最大的危险不是原子弹。
But from the standpoint of the Bible, the most fearful thing is not a nuclear weapon.
如果旧金山掉了两个下来原子弹,
and if San Francisco had two nuclear bombs dropped on it,
不要几秒钟, 我们都变成灰了,
in a matter of seconds, we would all be become dust.
再掉十个也没有关系,
it doesn't matter whether we have 10 dropped on it.
你已经变成灰了,
we would already be just particles of dust.
这个不是最可怕的,
and this is not the most fearful thing.
住在旧金山最可怕的也不是地震,
and the most fearful thing in San Francisco is not earthquake.
1906年大地震, 整个旧金山烧掉了。
In 1996, there was a great...
1906, 好像是06,
1906, there was a great earthquake.
整个旧金山全部都烧掉了。
Much of San Francisco was burned down.
那个大地震什么时候再发生, 没有人知道。
And no one knows when there will be another great earthquake.
但是拖越久, 那个越靠近那个时刻。
But the longer we wait, the closer it is to that time.
因为这有一个周期,
because there is a time, appointed time.
所以我们就活在这个好像一个定时炸弹上面。
And so we are living on a time bomb.
看起来很平安, 其实里面有隐藏的危险。
And even though it looks peaceful now, but there is an inevitable danger there.
那这个世代的危险也不是像南加州那个大火。
And this impending danger is not like the wildfires of Southern California.
几千个这是漂亮的房子全部都烧掉了,
that thousands of homes were destroyed.
也不是那个危险。
And it's not that kind of danger.
那第三章第一节讲末世的危险是什么?
And in chapter 3 verse 1, what does it say these perilous times are?
我们如果从第二节一直读到第七节,
and if we study verse 2 through 7,
末世的危险第一个就是人已经离开神,
and the first thing is that men will depart from God.
爱厌乐不爱神,
that they will become lovers of themselves, not lovers of God.
第五节, 有敬虔的外貌, 他没有敬虔的生活,
that verse 5, they have a form of godliness, but denying his power.
那从这个离开神开始就是道德一直往下堕落,
and so departing from God, they start to decline in their faith.
这个是末世最大的危险,
and this is the very most perilous times of that last day.
所以如果我们不是很谨慎,
and so if we are not very vigilant,
可能那个原子弹还没有掉下来以前, 我们灵性早就死了。
Even before the atomic bomb, the nuclear bomb is dropped, then we've already died spiritually.
可能那个地震还没有发生, 我们灵性已经死了。
Even before the earthquake comes, we have already died spiritually.
可能那个大火还没有发生, 我们已经死了。
Even before the wildfire comes, we've already died spiritually.
这个是最大的危险。
And this is the greatest danger.
就是道德的堕落。
that is to fall on our faith.
啊, 第二个危险,
and the second danger
就是人对属灵的事情不知不觉,
that man has become insensitive to the spiritual things.
我们看马太福音24章,
let's look at Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音24章,
Matthew chapter 24.
37节,
verse
37, 24章的37节,
chapter 24, verse
37. 这里说, 挪亚的日子怎样, 人子降临也要怎样。
And here it says, but as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man.
这个人子降临就是第二次降临。
And says that the coming of the Son of Man will be the second coming.
就是主耶稣要来审判这个世界。
That Jesus Christ will come to judge the world.
那这一天会跟挪亚的日子一样。
And this day will be like the day of Noah.
啊, 那到底挪亚的日子怎样?
And how was the day? How were the days of Noah?
38节,
verse 38.
洪水以前的日子，人照常吃喝嫁娶，一直到挪亚进方舟的日子。
Verse 38. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark.
39节,
39.
说不知不觉，啊，洪水来了，把他们全部都冲去。人子降临也要这样。
39, and they did not know until the flood came and took them all away, so they so will be the coming of the Son of Man be.
挪亚造方舟传警告, 将近100年。
And Noah, he built an ark and preached warnings for over 100 years.
但是当时的世代人对洪水的来到不知不觉。
But the people at that time, they were they did not believe in the coming of the flood.
不是神没有给他们机会。
And it's not that God did not give them any opportunity.
神叫挪亚造方舟就是给他们机会。
And God, Noah built an ark to give them an opportunity.
不是神没有给他们机会。
And it's not that God did not give them an
opportunity. 神叫挪亚传警告，就是给他们机会。
And God told Noah to preach warnings to them so that there was their opportunity.
但是为什么不知不觉?
But why were they insensitive?
在37节说,
in verse 37,
人照常吃喝嫁娶。
That they were eating and drinking, marrying.
第38节,
verse 38.
吃喝这是神的恩典。
Eating and drinking is a blessing of God.
嫁娶也是神的恩典。
And marrying is also a blessing of God.
那为什么吃喝嫁娶会对属灵不知不觉呢?
And why is it that eating and drinking and marrying can lead to a spiritual insensitivity?
就是人生活的重点注重享受。
Because the values of man have been emphasized on all these things.
他的焦点是注重享受。
The main point of their life has become pleasure.
所以对属灵的事情就没有感觉。
And so they have become insensitive to spiritual matters.
这个是现在世代的危险。
And this is the danger of this generation.
我在看报纸的报道, 中国大陆成长一年超10%几的%。
We see that in the newspaper that China is growing at a rate of 10%.
比10%还高。
Over 10%.
所以这个经济就预测下去不要多久会超过美国。
And at this rate, their economy will overtake the United States.
但是我们仔细看一个经济成长所带给一个人的现象是什么?
But if we see that the growth of the economy, what it will bring upon man.
就是一切向前看,
and if we look ahead.
向前啊,不钱啊,向前。
If we look at money.
一切都是以钱做中心,
that man has placed all its value on money.
以物质做中心,
that they have used worldly matters as everything.
所以这个一直发展下去就对属灵的事情会不知不觉。
And so if this continues, then everyone will become insensitive to spiritual matters.
所以我们对这个世代要相当的清楚。
And so we must have a very clear view on this generation.
这个世代就是挪亚的世代。
That this generation is the day, are the days of Noah.
就是耶利米的世代。
This is the generation of Jeremiah.
现在人的偶像是什么?
What are the idols of man?
现在人的偶像就是自己。
That we ourselves are the idols of man.
把神赶出去, 自己坐在神的地位,
that we cast out God and we sit on the throne of God ourselves.
一切以我做中心,
that everything revolves around us.
我觉得对就是对,
whatever I think is right is right.
我感觉好就是好,
what I feel is good is good.
我不要就不要,
what I don't want, I don't.
我为我自己活,
I live for myself.
这个就是把自己放在神的地位,
and this is putting ourselves in the place of God.
这个就是末世的危险,
and this is the perilous times of the age.
所以耶利米那个世代,
and so we see that Jeremiah's generation was in trouble.
啊, 那神要耶利米做什么?
And what did God want Jeremiah to do?
我们看第一章,
Let's look at chapter 1. Jeremiah chapter 1.
第九节,
verse
9. 于是神伸手按我的口对我说, 我已将将说的话传给你, 第十节,
verse 10.
看啊, 我今日立你在列邦列国之上, 为着要施行拔出拆毁毁坏倾覆, 又要建立才子。
Verse 9, Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, Behold, I have put my words in your mouth. Verse 10, See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms, to root out and to pull down, to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant.
这里说神要耶利米做一个很重要的工作。
And here Jeremiah gives what God gives Jeremiah one important commission.
要拔出、拆毁、毁坏、倾覆。
To root out, pull down, destroy, and throw down.
然后要建立寨子。
Then build and to plant.
这个到底在讲什么？
And what is this telling us?
就是要以色列百姓这个旧的这种生活习惯、拜偶像这种习惯，要把它拔出来，要拆毁，要毁坏。
And this is to tell the Israelites that they have to take their old lives of worshiping idols to root out, to pull down, destroy, and to throw down.
然后才能够建立寨子，建立一种新的敬虔的生活。
And then only then can they build up a holy life.
这个不简单啊,
and this is not easy.
因为这要有很大的改变。
Because this requires a great change.
我常常遇到一些, 中年来信主的人。
I often meet many people who have come to believe in their midlife.
他说你们这个从小信耶稣真的很有福气。
And they often say that those who believe since they were young are very blessed.
我问他说为什么有福气。
And I ask them why they are blessed.
因为你从小信主，你父母就把你带大，就带你到教会。你从小那个生活习惯就渐渐就以圣经的模式去建立。
Because starting from their youth, they are already brought in by their parents, and they have already established this habit and this life of faith from young.
人到了40-50岁才信耶稣。
But for those who believe when they're in their 40s or 50s,
困难在哪里？
Where is the difficulty?
他知道有神。
They know that there is a God.
他也体验到有神。
They have experienced that there is a God.
但是信耶稣不只是头脑知道而已。
But believing Christ is not only head knowledge.
信耶稣包括生活要改变。
It entails having a life change.
个性要改变。
That you have to change your personality.
价值观要改变。
Change of value.
这个最难。
And this is the hardest thing.
因为你已经过几十年了。
Because you've already passed decades of your life.
要改变，这个很难。
And it's very difficult to change who you are. And it is very difficult.
因为这要拔出、拆毁、毁坏、倾覆。
And this requires to root out, pull down, destroy, and to throw down.
你如果这个旧习惯、生活方式、观念没有拔出来、没有破坏掉，新的盖不起来。
And if you do not change the old life and root it out and pull it down, it's hard to change.
所以我们现在的慕道者，不是说得圣灵就可以洗礼啊。
And for our true seekers, it's not that we can just baptize them after they have received the Holy Spirit.
当然洗礼很简单，几分钟就结束。
Of course, baptism is easy because it only takes a matter of minutes.
但是困难在洗礼以后，那个生活要怎么改变，这个很困难。
But the difficulty lies in after they are baptized, how they can change their lives.
所以一个人要信耶稣，困难不在洗礼。
And so when a person comes to believe in Christ, the hardest part is not baptism.
困难就是像耶稣讲，舍掉自己来跟从我。
The hardest part is telling Christ to deny themselves and to follow Christ.
这个最困难,
and this is the most difficult part.
这个舍掉自己如果做得出来,
and if we can deny ourselves,
我们要跟从神就简单了,
then it'll be easy to follow after
Christ. 信仰就可以建立起来,
then we can establish our faith.
所以一个人要开始信耶稣,
and so when we start to believe in Christ,
第一个,你怎么用钱?
The first is how do you spend money?
你一定要十一捐要流出来。
You have to offer up tithe.
这个不简单的。
This is not easy.
第二个,
and the second is,
我们要服侍神。
We must serve God.
这个也不简单的, 不是聚完会就结束就走了。
It's not that right after service we can all leave and go home.
有时候我们听人讲, 啊, 这个人对教会贡献很大。
We often say that someone has a great impact on church.
你仔细看啊, 圣经里面没有一句话是贡献。 没有用一个字是贡献的。
There's not a word to say there's a great impact. Create contribution.
圣经只讲奉献。
Bible only mentions donation. Offerings.
没有讲贡献。
It does not say contribution.
这个两个有什么不同？
What's the difference?
贡献是以我做中心， 好像做慈善基业。
That contributions we use ourselves as a point of reference.
奉献是以感恩为主的。
Offering is done out of gratitude.
神的恩典很大， 所以我奉献给他。
Because God's blessing to me has been so great, therefore I make an offering.
那这个一个小小的差别, 这个整个观念的差别, 这要改变就不简单。
And even this kind of small change in perspective is very difficult to change.
再来就是时间的安排。
And there is another time priority.
从礼拜五太阳下山到礼拜六安息日。
From sundown on Friday night to Saturday.
这个是圣日属神的。
This holy day is considered to be God's.
再来对事情的决定。
And also to make decisions.
祷告文说,
The Lord's Prayer says,
愿你的旨意行在地上。
May your will be done on earth.
如果你要结婚
if you want to get married,
你有理想吗？你有你的理想吗？
Do you have your assurance?
不是理想，你的 idea.
Your ideals.
对，每个人都有他的理想。
Everyone has their ideals.
但是如果我们真的要敬拜神，
But if we truly want to worship God,
我们的祷告怎么祷告？
How do we pray?
愿你的旨意行在地上。
May your will be done on earth.
连婚姻也有神的旨意。
Even in marriage, there is a will of God.
但是你还没有结婚，你还没有信主之前，一套理想。
But if before marriage you have your own ideals.
这个那个一打的条件。
You have a whole list of standards and criteria.
你如果真的信耶稣，
if you truly believe in God,
只有一个条件。
There's only one.
愿你的旨意实现。
And that is that God's will happen on earth.
困难在这里。
And so the difficulty lies in this.
所以我们人要变化做新人，最重要是那个改变，要拔出来毁坏，这个最难。
And so for us to become a new person, the hardest part is to root out and pull down.
那耶利米要改变的是什么？
And Jeremiah, what did he have to change?
是他们离开神那种生活方式。
It is to change that life that has departed from
God. 那怎么改变？
And how do you change that?
告诉他们说你们不对。
And it is to tell them that they are wrong.
我们知道，如果我一个人到处去讲人你不对，这个人大概没有朋友。
And if a person were to go around and tell everyone that they have done wrong, they probably have no friends.
因为大家都很喜欢人告诉你你有什么好处。
Because everyone likes those that tell them good things.
所以耶利米几十年做先知，他只做一件事情。
And so Jeremiah, for all the decades that he was a prophet, he only did one thing.
告诉以色列百姓，你们不对，要悔改，不然大难临到。
He told them that you are wrong, and therefore you must repent, or else perilous times will come.
所以他没有朋友。
And so he had no friends.
到处受逼迫。
And so he was persecuted everywhere he went.
但是他的讯息是真的。
But his message was true.
这个是以色列百姓得救的一条路。
And this is a way of salvation for the Israelites.
要回归向神。
That they must return back
to God. 不然大难巴比伦就下来了。
Or else the perilous times disaster in Babylon would come down.
所以耶利米受很多的苦。
And so Jeremiah suffered a great deal.
但是他忠心到底。
But he was faithful to the end.
他忠心到底是因为他对神的敬畏跟顺服。
He was faithful to the end because he was faithful and humble before God.
也是对人的怜悯跟爱。
And he was also very merciful and loving towards man.
我们现在看第四章。
And look at chapter 4.
耶利米书的第四章。
Jeremiah chapter 4.
十九节。
Verse 19.
第四章十九节。
Chapter 4, verse 19.
我的肺腑啊，我的肺腑啊，我的心疼痛，我的心在我里面啊，烦躁不安。我不能够静默不言，因为我已经听见脚声跟大战的喊声了。这里耶利米在哀叹了。
And here Jeremiah is lamenting.
我说我的心好痛啊。
Oh, my soul, I am pained in my heart.
我的心在我里面烦乱不安。
My heart makes a noise in me.
他很痛苦，为什么？
Why?
因为他已经听见脚声跟打扇的声音。
Because he has already heard the sound of trumpet and the alarm of war.
那个声音从哪里来？
And where did that sound come from?
就是强大的巴比伦要攻打以色列百姓，已经快要来了。
Because the attack of Babylon under Israelites is imminent.
但是以色列百姓看不到。
But the Israelites cannot see.
天天只顾吃喝，在那拜偶像。
All they cared about was eating and drinking and worshiping idols.
那耶利米很爱他们。
And Jeremiah loved them so much.
看到他们不悔改，马上就受苦就来到了。
And he saw that they were not repenting and that disasters were coming.
所以他说：“我的心，我真的很疼痛。”
And he says, "Oh my soul, I am pained in my heart."
这是先知的心啊。
And this is the heart of a prophet.
所以神在用人那个属灵的条件很重要。
And so when God uses man, there is a very high spiritual standard.
圣经里面找不到神在用人说，这个人很有恩赐，所以我拣选他用他，没有这样的。
In the Bible, it is not, there is never an instance where God chooses a man because he is very talented or gifted.
没有一个是这样。
It is not one time.
圣经拣选人，好像拣选耶利米，他是在小孩子。
When God chose people like Jeremiah, he was very young.
看不出他有什么恩赐。
You cannot tell that he has any gifts.
但是耶利米有属灵的条件。
But Jeremiah has spiritual standards.
就是他对人有怜悯的心。
And he has a heart of mercy on people.
他对神有敬畏的心。
And he has a heart of faithfulness to God.
这个是神用他的一个重要原因。
And this is one of the reasons why God chose him.
我们再来看第九章。
And let's look at chapter 9, verse 1.
耶利米书第九章的第一节。
Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 1.
但愿我的头为水，我的眼泪往为泉源，我好为我的百姓中被掳的人昼夜哭泣。
Verse 1, Oh, that my head were waters and my eyes a fountain of tears, that I may weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people. And so Jeremiah cried to the point where he had no more tears.
所以他说, 愿我的头为水，我的眼泪如泉源。
And that he says that my head were waters and my eyes a fountain of tears.
所以我能够常常为这个被掳的人哭泣。
And that he cried for those people.
真的他的心充满着爱。
And his heart was filled with great love.
这是神的心。
And this is the heart of God.
所以我们做圣工啊, 真的工作本身不是困难。
And when we do holy work, the actual work is not difficult.
困难是我们所面对我们所接触的人那一种心态。
The hardest part is actually the people and the heart that we encounter.
对那么有怜悯的心。
That we need a heart of mercy.
有怜悯的心就是神的同在。
And to have a merciful heart is the abundance of God.
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
那如果我们在做圣工，我们接触一些人，心里都没有感受。
And if we, in our holy work, encounter many difficulties, but we do not feel anything in our
hearts,
then it means that God is not with
us. And
so to serve God is a living service.
这个在公司里面上班不一样。
It is very different from working in a company.
这是一种生命, 是神的生命在我们里面, 所以一种对人一种关心怜悯。
And it is a life, a godly life, that causes us to have a heart of mercy.
这是最难。
And this is the most difficult part.
第十九章。
Let's look at chapter 19.
第十章十九节。
Chapter 10, rather, verse 9.
这里说民说祸灾我受损伤我的损伤极其重大 我却说这真是我的痛苦 必须忍受 这个地方啊,
sorry, verse 19
这个地方以色列百姓说 祸灾我的损伤好大
Chapter 10 verse 19 says Woe is me for my hurt My wound is severe But I say truly is an infirmity And I must bear it
耶利米说 这真是我的痛苦
And Jeremiah says Woe is my heart
所以耶利米他嘴巴讲的话很严厉
And so Jeremiah, he speaks with very harsh words.
主要是要他们回头,
but he wants them to return back
但是他的心呢,
God. But his heart is very sorrowful.
因为他爱他们,
because he loved the people.
所以这个是先知的心,
and so this is the heart of a prophet.
这是我们服侍神需要一个很重要的条件,
and this is a standard we must have when we worship God.
好，我们再回到耶利米书第一章,
and let's return back to chapter 1.
第八节,
verse 8.
你不要惧怕, 因为我与你同在。
It says, Do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you.
耶利米年纪很小,
and Jeremiah was very young in age, so he was very afraid.
神说,你不要怕,
and God says, Do not be afraid, for I am with you.
这一句话是做圣工一个重要的条件。
And so this, is, this phrase is a very important thing in our service.
我要跟你同在。
I am with you.
如果没有神的同在, 耶利米没有办法做先知几十年了。
Without the abundance of God, Jeremiah would not be able to serve him all those years. He would have died.
所以神的同在使他能够继续做下去几十年。
And so the abundance of God allowed him to maintain his work for many decades.
保罗跟提摩太讲说你要靠着神的恩典刚强起来。
And so Paul tells Timothy that he must be strong in the faith of the Lord.
我们做圣工会刚强是因为神的恩典。
And in our holy work we are strong because of God.
我们本身算不了什么。
We ourselves are nothing.
没有神的同在, 我们没有办法一直服侍到现在。
Without God, we cannot continue serving to this point.
你看教会里面好多人很热心在服侍神, 几十年到现在。
In the church, there are many people who are very fervent in their service for many decades.
这是靠神的恩典。
This is only by the grace of God.
不然有时候一人讲一句话, 你就不做了,算了。
Because if someone says one word of criticism, then you would just quit.
所以神在这让我们刚强, 一直往下做。
And so God allows us to be strong and that we can continue.
但是我们要想一件事情。
But we must think about one thing.
耶利米到最后工作有没有果效?
Did Jeremiah have any results after all his work?
答案是没有。
He had no results.
他传警告几十年, 一个也没有听, 没有一个人听。
He preached warnings for decades and not a single person listened to
him. 他使命很清楚。
His commission was very clear.
就是要拔出毁坏, 要建立在此。
To root up and to destroy.
神的同在很清楚。
And the abundance of God was very clear.
但是做工没有果效。
But the result, there were no results from his.
为什么没有果效?
And why were there no results?
不是神没有能力。
And it's not that God had no power.
不是耶利米没有尽心。
It was not that Jeremiah was not faithful.
是人刚硬。
But it is the heart of man that is very hard, and it was very unwilling to change.
所以今天我们要了解,
and so we have to understand.
教会的圣工,
the holy work of the church we must be diligent in.
我们要靠神,
we must rely on God.
但是结果我们没有办法预测,
but the result is not up for us to decide.
如果我们自我检讨, 我已经尽力做了,
and if we have analyzed ourselves and we see that we have done our faithfully,
尽力祷告了,
and we have faithfully prayed,
但是结果就不是我们能够控制的,
but the result is not for us to decide.
挪亚造方舟传警告,
Noah built the ark and preached warnings.
到最后几颗信,
and how many people believed?
一个也没有,
not a single person.
只有他家八个人,
only his family of eight.
所以末世要来到, 我们要传福音了, 越来越难,
and so as the last days are coming, it is more and more difficult to preach.
我们最重要就是要尽力做,
but the most important thing is that we are diligent.
要求主与我们同在,
that ask God to abide with us.
保罗撒种, 亚波罗浇灌,
that Paul planted and Apollo sowed.
但是神叫他长大,
but God allowed it to grow.
那么结果就交给神,
and so in the result is up to God.
但是我们做的工作, 这个精神所付出去的, 神都会纪念,
but all the energy and the heart that we have put into the work, God will remember.
所以我们看到这个世代啊,
and so when we see this generation,
物质上很丰富,
they are very abundant in worldly things.
科技上很发达,
technology is very advanced.
但是人对信仰顽固不化,
but man has given up on faith.
这确实是, 我们要学习耶利米先知的世代,
and so we must learn this from the generation of Jeremiah.
我们来唱诗,
and let's sing a hymn.